One of the greatest expressions of shared understanding is humour. There are few things so pleasing as sharing a joke with someone. I recently wrote my friend a short story for her birthday, and I was trying to be hysterically funny. The jokes were so particular to our sense of humour and our context that I doubt anyone else would find the story at all amusing. As I handed it over to her to read, I was filled with a sense of panic that I had written something completely mad, and perhaps she would not find it amusing either. How awkward for me to have been so vulnerable as to give her something I made and was proud of, and for her to have to pretend to like it. I'm glad to say she also found it hysterically funny, and there was even something in the way she responded to it that reassured me the Venn diagram of our senses of humour intersected as much as I hoped it did. She picked out the little bits that she found most funny, and they were the little bits I had been most proud of at the time of writing. I often show Willis Wheatley's picture, Laughing Jesus, to my religious education pupils, to talk about whether or not God has a sense of humour. After all, I say, God invented humour if God made all the things they say God made. It is understandable that the pupils resist Jesus with his head thrown back in laughter, because we are used to thinking of God's transcendent glory and laughterless churches, and trying to be respectful. Solemnity and respect are very important elements of our worship, of course, but when we begin to find traces of humour in the Gospels, and we learn how to tell the harmless in-jokes which are the sign of a close community, I think it is a sign that we are beginning to speak the language of faith, and to speak to God with fluency.